We're talking about Malchus for Parnas and Shavuos. Zecharis and Shofar mentioned some Rishonim and Sederais, some Rishonim and Sederabonon. It's the center of Hadavening on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says the way it is structured is as an introduction in Malchus Alkin the Chavlucho in Zecharis Ata Zochem Maaseh Olam. And in Shofar sat in the glaze of Anan Kodachal, then there are three psukim, and one posuk, 10 psukim, then there's a tefillah at the end. Moore asks, the 10 psuk, why 10 psuk? Kinegan Mai. Against what? One man Dhamma says, Asar Mamoros Nivoa. Says against Aseres HaDibros. The other says against the 10 Halulukos. What's the Gemara trying to tell us? What I was trying to tell us, talk about Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the two separate events that are the backbone and the basis for our understanding of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Brias Olam and Aseres HaDibros. Brias Olam, which occurred at the end of Elul, and Adam Rishon was created on the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tchilas Maasechos Yikaron Yom Rishon. Establishes Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atu Ad Shalom Nivro Olam, Atu Lamishin Nivro Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there before anything happened. The idea of Bria Yesh Me'ayin. Now there's a major machlokas between Rishonim and the more philosophic Jews at the time of the Rishonim. Aristotle had said, you see the world in a steady form. You see, what you see is what you get. Whatever is, was, and will continue to be. Kadmos, the world always was. It was never a first moment. And all we've shown in Pe'achot said, no, that violates the Torah. B'ri Yesh Me'ayin. More than that, there's a halacha that says Mechal Shabbos Fahesia Haruka Akum Lachol Dvarav. And why? So Rashi Tosfos, the Rambam. So Rashi Tosfos and Erevin say, because he's kofar Maisa Bracious in 6 days, he's kofar in Bria Yesh Me'ayin. Ram says, because it's an Osbris Hulolam. The Magen Rishon says, not that Ram disagrees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a sign of the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Yesh Me'ayin, and fashioned it in 6 days. Why is it so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayin? And the answer is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is independent and superior to anything that exists in this world because he created anything and everything. There's no such thing as a raw material that pre-existed that limits HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is superior to everything in this world. He's limited by nothing. And therefore he controls everything down to the final detail, first of all. Second of all, the Torah was the first thing that was created. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in accordance with the Torah. There's nothing in the Torah that's contradicted by anything in the Bria. It may be, we have to misgaber. Nowadays, with the world gone a little berserk, the entire male-female relationship, people say the Torah is outdated because we believe men should stay men and they should marry to women, and women should stay women and they should marry to men. And someone tried to say, well, the Torah, a lot of people out there think the Torah has to be changed. They said, you don't daven every day. If you do, you don't pay attention to what you say. What do we say? Udvarov Chayim V'Kayamim. His words, that means the Torah, alive and Kayam, they exist. Ne'amonim, they're true, V'Nechmodim, and they're beautiful, and they're pleasant. La'ad ul'ome olonim, forever and ever and ever. Alav Oseinu, both for our ancestors, V'Oleinu, and for us, V'Abuneinu, V'Aldor Oseinu, V'Alkoldoro Zeris Olavadach. The Torah, how is it possible to create a Torah that can survive in every conceivable cultural situation? The Torah was the basis for the entire Bria. And therefore, there's nothing in the Bria that contradicts the Torah. It may say there are certain challenges that have to be overcome, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to overcome those challenges. So Bria Yesh Mayayin says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is total unlimited, and he controls everything. And the Bria was in 10 stages. Therefore we say Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 10 ways for the Bria. Aseret HaDibros, Torah, it's another aspect of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over the world because he just didn't bring it was built around Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring a world just in existence for no purpose. And I wake up one day and say, no, you gotta tell people what to do, otherwise the world won't be too good. No, not the way it works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans from the very beginning that this Bria would find its fulfillment in the Torah. And he made the Torah first. And then, when human beings moved up to a certain level, he gave them the Torah. But his malchus, as he rules over us, not because of physical control, because he controlled the world. He rules over us because he gave us the Torah and determines what is the appropriate behavior and rewards or punishes for that. That's the second part of Malchus. Malchus physically controls the world. Second is he morally controls the world. And the third Mandama says, that's a 10 Halalukas. Why? Because it's we saying Kriyashma, Malchuso Verotso Kiblu Alehim. As they were crossing Yamsuf, what did they see? Crossing Yam Suf, there was a Giga Shechina, and they understood how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates and runs the entire world down to the finest detail. And that clarity was greater than any Novi ever had. Rotsa Shifa Yama Shal Rotsa Yecheskin Buvi Chondavu Asa. Then how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs and controls and shapes and fashions and determines this world. But once a human being recognizes that the Melech Malchem Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world Yesh Me'ayin, and he gave a whole moral system, is concerned and interested what each yochid does, and each yochid matters to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus of a rod son kibla aleim. Motion is a lachon ushiva. What did they do? They immediately burst into shiva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishavach ha-hodo. Because there can be no greater matona that to a human being, except the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, determines this world, gave us how to function in this world, and make sure we function that way for our own benefit. So that's why we have 10 psukim. First brachos is Malchus. Second is Zichronos. Zichronos is Din. And the third bracha is shofar. But yes, we talk about shofar. Well, here we talk about one aspect of shofar. Maybe two aspects of shofar. Shofar is a very, like most men, is a very multi-dimensional. Gilui Shechina. When there's Gilui Shechina Har Sinai, what do we say? Kol hashofar holek v'chozak mold. A powerful shofar. Lots of lava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Geula and there'll be a Gilui Shechina again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sit and judge all the nations. He taka b'shofar gadol. What do we say every day in Adam? Taka b'shofar gadol cherusein. Gilui Shechina. So we begin ato neglesa v'nan kodecho am koshecho l'dabirimo. Talk about Gilui Shechina. And in that we talk about three types of Gilui Shechina. We talk about a Gilui Shechina at Har Sinai. That's Torah. Talking about Gilui Shechina Lots of Lava, Zman HaMashiach. Talk about Shofar Gadol. Voha Ovdim B'Yaretz Asher Nidochem B'Eretz Mitzrayim. Mishachva. Okay. And then we talk about a different Gilui Shechina. What does Gilui Shechina mean? Gilui Shechina means we confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We experience the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And develop that an ongoing relationship with him. We do that. We don't have Nevuah today. We don't have Maimon Har Sinai today. We don't have Nisan Gluim today. But we do have Tefillah. What is the mitzvah of Tefillah? A person has to be Omid Lifnei Malchut. He has to stand there, try to divorce himself from everything that's happening in the world. And in the words of Rabbi Yonah, he's only b'shamayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he has to understand, Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond the world. That we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we have in this world. And then we give Shevach HaDor HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we've gotten from him in this world. And if a person learns to daven properly, that's the second type, that's in the third type of Gilui Shechina. I confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu, myself in my private way, I'm standing in front of him and daven. Mishnah Periyavos says, Minayin Shefilu Ozen, but Askus B'Torah is also a type of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself to us. Because when you sit down to a Gemara and understanding with the schus you have, of involving your mind with Dvar Hashem. And you try to reach the Emes. This is the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be created. Run. So then, you experience your own with Hashem. That is what Shofar is about. The mitzvah Shofar has other aspects to it. But, the reason Shofar is immediate at Tefillah, because there are different types of tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's well thought out tefillahs. But then there's a spontaneous person crying out to help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the shofar is. A spontaneous crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is different ways we confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And bring him into the reality of our lives. This is what Shofar is about. There's a difference between the Musaf, the Kaddish, Kedusha, we say, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah of the Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, normally in Shacharis, what do we say? What is our Kedusha about? Our Kedusha, we say. After Kadosh Kadosh, on Rosh Hashanah, what do we say? We have the regular Kedusha for the year. And Shachar, what do we say? Those we call Rosh Godel. Then we say Mekom Chomel Kenu Sofer. On the other hand, on Yom Kippur, all the tefillahs we say Mimkomu Lifen Barachna. Why? A very big difference. Come to dinner in Rosh Hashanah. There's a Melech Lakel. What do we say? Musaf Lakel Orech Din. Rebbe was sitting as a judge. You go in front of the judge, and when you go in front of the judge, what do? These are the laws. I violated the laws. This is the punishment. This is that kill over? But then, after the dinner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a second chance in Yom Kippur. The Midas Harachim. Mimkomo hu yifen barachmi. Mimkomo hu yifen barachmi. The day of total rachmi. All Sifrei Machshava say one thing. How could it not that Rosh Hashanah is an exclusive Yom Hadin? No, it's not an exclusive Yom Hadin. Part of the day is din, and then it switches to rachmi. And so for din is a mixture. And when we blow shofar, at that point, the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes from din to rachman. So, well, Rosh Hashanah is a mixed day. Yom Kippur is the Yom Rachmim because it's Yom Slicha Mechila. It was first established when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, second time. Lucha Shnios. What did he have? Shnei Luchos Havanim. He had Luchos Havanim. And what happened on the day? Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kibarach. And it's been Nikva. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu said the Yud Gimel Midas Harachman. That's why we spent so much time in Yom Kippur and Yud Gimel Midas Harachman. And you know that Yom Kippur, because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, is a day of Rachman. So therefore, it's a day of Slichum Lachim. This is sort of the ABC of our davening. To go into the davening in a deeper way, we can't. Zichron, what does Zichron say, for instance? You have to understand, Malchus Zichronos and Shofar was written by Rav. The other tefillah, the main tefillah, Shmoneh Esrei, was written by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. There's tremendous depth. So, what do we say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, judge Maisei Olam. And Maisei Olam has two meanings, and they're both valid, and they're both true. Maisei Olam can mean the entire world. Maisei Olam can be everything that ever existed. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, he doesn't judge us only for what we did. Judge us for the consequences of what we did. The consequences of what we did. That's why a person who's a parent says Kaddish. Why? It's a story. Miriam came to Rabbi Akiva in a dream. Rabbi Akiva saw him and he was carrying a back-breaking burden. Yolam Emes. He says, what happened? He says, I was a gangster. And I'm supposed to suffer. And this is my punishment. So Rabbi Akiva asked him, did you leave over any children? He says, yes, I left a son, but I never put any time into him. I don't know what happened to him. Where'd you live? He said, the village he lived in. Akiva went to that village. And he asked, you remember so-and-so? Oh, yeah, he was a gangster, so low life died. And what happened to his son? He was no good. His son no good, no pay attention. Akiva found the son and spoke to him. He says, do you know how to read? Barely. I'll teach you how to read. I'll know anything. So he taught him how to read. He went to shul. And then he said, Omen Yehesh Shmei Rabba. And then his father appeared to Rabbi Akiva the next night and said, everything was forgiven. That's why we say, that's why a child says Kaddish. The question is very simple. What does that mean? How does the son saying Kaddish have any effect on the din of the father and Gan? And it's based on the Sifri. Kapal Am Chisol Hashem Padis Hashem. Parsha Shoftim, last week, Elarufa. Hashem Padis Hashem. Melamed, it teaches us. Every human being achieves in this world many things. Produces children, produces all sorts of things. And B'meshach HaZman, what comes out of him, he influenced many things. And therefore, he's judged by not only what he did, but the consequences of what he did. This man had a child. Without this man, that child wouldn't exist. And that child saying, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, means one of the consequences of my having that child is that child said, Omei Yeshua. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges not only for what we do, but for the consequences of what we do. And that's Maase Olam. He judges all the humanity all the way back. Judges everyone and all the way back. That is how we begin. Now, there's a very big difference between the judgment of the Bezin Shamato and the judgment of the Bezin Shamala. The Bezin Shamala, just imagine, Reuven kills Shimon. He's a Rotzeach. Chai Misa. But they don't catch up. And after that happens, he has tremendous Hirhurei Tshuva. Tremendous Hirhurei Tshuva. And he 20 years later, he's the Tzadik Hador. 2 a.m. walk into Benz and we start Reuven kill Shimon. What does the Benz and Shomata do? Chayim Yisra. Chayim Yisra. Tshuva, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. We cannot judge another human being's insides. We can just judge his actions. That's all we know, that's all we can judge. And that's all we know, that's all we can judge. So that's how they have to function. We'll tell almost everything secret and hidden about a human being and all the complexities of the human being. Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the totality of the human being. He judges the totality of the human being and the total impact of that human being, the Tov and the Ra. It's a whole different type of din. That's the second aspect. Third aspect. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bodo V'yatzma, judges each yachid, judges each tzibur. Medinos v'yei amar. About the Medinos. But, we say two things about the Medinos. Ezel acher v'ezel ha'shalom. Right now, there are all sorts of people who think they're making decisions, there will be war in it. Hamas thing, they're making a decision, Netanyahu thinks he's making a decision, ranting. They're making decisions in North Korea. They're the United States. Russia, Putin. Everyone thinks they're in charge. Certain things they are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to leave the world up to chance a bunch of nutcases, a bunch of megalomaniacs. No. He has to run the world. So he takes over their Bechir HaKadosh to some degree. And therefore, if there'll be a war, there won't be a war. It has nothing to do with Trump, yes, being impeached or not being impeached or being yellow, yeah, whatever. Nothing to do with Putin or North Koreans or China's or whatever. Nothing to do. It's in the hands of a Kaddish Baruch. That's what we say, Ezel Chervei Lashon. But then, that is because he controls the minds and the decision-making process. Famous story. Shlomo Lawrence said, when Ben Gurion was set to retire, Shlomo Lawrence asked him, is there anything you regret the entire time you're in office? Only one thing he said. I don't know if God got into me. I exempted the Yeshiva Baruch from going to the army. Makes no sense why I would do something. In retrospect, it was a total insanity on my part. I made that decision. I don't know why. Yeah, when Moshe Dayan is about to retire, so he asked him the same question. Do you have any charot? He said, charot for nothing. It's an interesting sort of people. I've never charot for anything they did in this world. But it goes to show what's a bunch of egomaniacs this way. Except one thing. The Patur of Yeshiva Baruch Hu in the army. It makes no sense why I allowed it. Of course it makes no sense. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. They saw him Baruch Hu Yanesh. He runs the world. But Ezel Rav Ha'asofu, there'll be rain or there won't be rain. There'll be an absolute worldwide famine because there's a worldwide drought. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision. That's all. You can figure we'll develop the highest technology, it won't happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides. In 2008, when you had the meltdown, financial meltdown in the world, who was in charge of the economy of the United States? Someone whose entire intellectual work in economics was studying the 1929 crash. And he did it, and he proved he's going to make sure there's not going to be another thing. He's in charge. Kadosh Baruch Hu slams in the face and says, okay, major league economic collapse. And that is judgments on the tzibur. Judgment of the tzibur. Judgment on each individual. So we all go through a number of different judgments on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as Yechidim, as member of a group. And we do it as Jews, but also do it as human beings. That's why you have to mention Noah. Because every human being goes through this judgment. We go through a slightly different judgment, we have different obligations. This is Chronos, this is Shofar. Mitzvah Hashem, I want to go much deeper into the davening next few weeks.